China's judicial chief vows to keep up the pressure against corruption. Supreme People's Court Chief Justice Zhou Qiang says Chinese court concluded 34,000 graft trials last year.
We inflicted severe punishments on crimes of bribery and corruption. We concluded the trial of Zhou Yongkang, who was sentenced for accepting bribes, abusing his power, and deliberately disclosing state secrets. It showcased the party and the country's resolute determination in cracking down on corruption. We also concluded trials for 15 other senior officials who committed crimes by taking advantage of their office.
According to the Judicial Chief's work report, close to 80 former Chinese officials at ministerial level or above have been investigated in 3 years, between 2013 and 2015. Top prosecutor Cao Jieming also highlights the anti-graft efforts in his work report, noting that 124 corruption suspects have been brought back from 34 countries and regions, while they're previously on the run in a 17-month international manhunt. 17 out of 100 wanted fugitives listed in an Interpol red notice were also netted. Judicial authorities also pledged a firm offensive against threats of state security, including terrorism, secessionism, and religious extremism. Cao Jieming says prosecutors took more efforts in prosecuting suspects involved in terrorist attacks.
The Supreme People's Procuratorate will firmly crack down on hostile attempts to infiltrate the country, subvert government and cause destruction, as well as terrorist attacks and secessionist and extremist activities. We will punish cyber crimes, safeguard the country's cyber sovereignty, security and development interests.
The Chief Justice Zhou Qiang also points out that the court's efforts in safeguarding the country's maritime rights.
Different levels of Chinese courts concluded over 6,000 commercial cases involving overseas enterprises last year, protecting China's maritime rights and interests according to law.
Zhou mentioned one notable case involving a Chinese fishing boat which took damage in a collision with a Panama-flagged cargo ship in waters off the Diaoyu Islands in September 2014. The owner of the Chinese ship brought the case to a Xiamen maritime court in southeastern China. The case ended via mediation.
Legal trial of the collision case by a Xiamen maritime court clearly demonstrated China's jurisdiction over waters off the Diaoyu Islands.
The Chief Justice also notes that the country will set up an international maritime judicial center in its latest bid to protect national sovereignty and maritime rights. As for online financial security, prosecutor Cao Jieming's report says illegal fundraising through internet P2P platforms was a key issue for prosecutors last year.
We prosecuted 12,791 individuals for illegal fundraising, fraud and other economic crimes, especially the case concerning internet-based P2P broker Yizubao.
In late January, the police said Yizubao had allegedly cheated 900,000 investors out of more than 50 billion yuan through fake investment projects. An executive from the parent company has admitted it was nothing but a Ponzi scheme. Judicial authorities also vowed to strengthen study and trial guidance of internet-based financial cases in 2016. For judicial justice, Cao Jieming says a number of high-profile wrongful convictions were corrected last year. One such case involved Chen Man, a 53-year-old who had suspended 23 years in prison for murder and arson. Last month, a court overturned his conviction after a 16-year appeal process.
We have carefully reviewed wrongful prosecutions in the past years and in the process have uncovered discrepancies in the arrest of suspects and the lodging indictment. Moreover, the Supreme People's Procuratorate is fine-tuning a mechanism to prevent and correct wrong cases.
According to the official, about 25,000 suspects were not prosecuted due to lack of evidence or facts to constitute a crime. The Supreme Court also plans to establish more circuit courts and improve fast-track procedures on minor cases this year. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.